Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Anyone getting a sports Woody?
There's probably six or seven guys I can name that I would rather do. I love COVID.
Just saying.
You know what the solution to that is? Touch our penis.
Hey, I had a new wiener the other day, and it was delightful.
America, yeah!
No, there don't. I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem... Like, why? What's the point?
Your vagina didn't power the penis rocket to space.
Bye, bitch. Resourceful little bitch. Black dumb.
Just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up.
Hold on, everybody.
I can score more sex guests.
This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid. But also, I think I'm awesome.
I'm sorry.
They all suck
I want to run. Taylor Swift, we want the daddy.
Hey, it's your window daddy.
Welcome into the club.
That's a lot of
take off your shorts and dunk me.
Uncomfortable, you know.
There's a whole lot going on.
You want some pole?
Yeah, give me some pole. Yeah. I stand by my statement.
Sure.
The vaginas did not power
the penis rocket. That's right.
Like, I'm all for women breaking through the glass ceiling. Who is it other than sexist?
Yeah,
bitch?
Yesterday was National Break the Glass Ceiling Day.
Hell yeah. But it does drive me a little crazy when... It was just a bunch of rich women that paid to go on a rocket and then somehow were making it out to be historic. Like, the first woman astronaut, kick ass. First time we had women pilot the space shuttle, kick ass. The first time we had a bunch of annoying rich women pay to get on the space penis rocket, not so much. Yeah, maybe some ceilings should remain intact. Katy Perry.
And my favorite thing from that still is Jeff Bezos rushing to... the spacecraft after it landed and just falling on his face as he did so. Just on flat terrain. Nothing to see there. Yeah, because his wife was on, or his girlfriend was on it, or whatever his power couple, significant other. I don't think they're married yet.
I don't know. Have you seen like her evolution of her face? It's terrifying.
Yeah.
She's getting the weird...
Fantastic plastic.
Yeah, she's getting that weird... And she was pretty. But yeah, she's got Jeff paying for a bunch of facelifts, and it's getting... weirder and weirder by the minute.
Well, when we started the show today, I didn't have a ton for the club, but now I suddenly have a lot more than I know what to do with, including something I think that'll excite you, a successful Operation Best Friend.
It's all I really want.
Man helps raccoon Man befriends raccoon. We'll get to that and other stuff coming up next on the club. In the club, on the fan.
There you go. Would I have to lay on the naked guy the entire flight?
Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, if you thought the 100 men versus one gorilla hypothetical was insane.
I love that that caught on so much.
Well, I'm watching a video over here posing the question, how long could you last in a room with 100 chickens? If the room were fully stocked with food and beverage, but you had to stay in it, sleep there, not leave there, yet $10,000 a day, how long could you put up with 100 chickens in a room, just you and 100 chickens?
So I get to eat. I don't have to eat the chickens.
Nope. No, you just have to coexist with them.
Oh, I'm guessing you'd make it and that's all. There's nothing else to do.
Nope, you're just stuck in a room with a fridge and a bed and 100 chickens.
I think it's like 20 something days. There was a challenge going somewhere, and I forget where it is, but it's I want to say it's like in Norway or somewhere, and it's like a tube, a tunnel.
Okay.
And so think like shipping container. It's a real thing. You can look it up.
Okay.
And they've done this, and it's you and one other person. You get to have someone else. And you're in this room, think about the size of a shipping container, and that's it. There's no internet. There's no nothing. It's just, it's you. And every day you're in there, I think you have to make it like 90 days or something, and there's a big prize at the end. And I think the longest anyone's made it is something like 31 days. And that's with another person. Like, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like you start losing it. Like, you're not meant to be in isolation. So I know this is going to be one of those where I guarantee everybody's like, I'll make it 1,000,000 days. You won't.
Yeah.
Solitary confinement like causes people. There was an article in Rolling Stone a long time ago, years ago. Solitary confinement literally turns people's brain to mush.
Yeah.
Like, you can't function. There's a reason why, like, when they find someone that's lived on an island by themselves, they're literally
like nuts.
S house crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do it. And I'm guessing the chicken probably makes you. I'm not sure if that makes you crazier faster. That you just start talking to chicken, eventually you probably rip the head off a chicken. It's not good.
I'm watching the video.
So it's probably not as long as you think.
Of this dude attempt it, and it honestly looks like making it a day is going to be a massive struggle.
Well,
just because...
You're probably not sleeping.
It's a pretty small space. They are everywhere. He's coming up with ideas how to just keep him on one side of the room to not bug him. And so he has chicken feet in there. And I can send you the link too, but basically he gets him over to one side of the room. But then they just start crapping everywhere. And so the more he feeds them, the more they crap. That's getting everywhere. He's trying to keep his bed and his space clean. The people doing this challenge tell him that if he can find a code on one of the chicken's legs, they'll give him a controller to unlock something else. And so he starts playing like a video game and doesn't realize the chickens have surrounded him on the bed and started crapping on the bed that he's now going to have to sleep on. It's a whole disaster.
Yeah, it's not. This is one of those weirdest. I'm trying to find the. I'm trying to find the one that I saw, because it wasn't that long ago that I saw this, about, like, literally even being a couple. Like, and people cannot, and people who try it, you cannot do it. And you do make a little money for, like, every day or every week you spay it, but if you make it, whatever
to
it was.
To the finish line, that's
the big payoff.
If you
make it to the finish line, you get a lot of money.
Yeah.
And no one's made it. Like, multiple people have tried, and it just doesn't work. I bet you that is the number one... how would you say? I bet you that's the most overestimated thing that people think they could do.
Just stay in one place?
Yeah, like, well, I think a lot of, like, the gorilla thing, I know there's a lot of dumbasses out there that are like, oh, take on a gorilla. No, you won't. me and 20 guys. The first time you saw one of your friends get his head ripped off, you would stop.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I guarantee 100.
That's human nature.
Well, 100 men could take down a gorilla if it was 100 men that had no fear.
Right. If they all attacked at once and weren't worried about the consequence, but you see the first person get torn limb from limb, you're like, I don't need to be the next one.
And listen to anyone that's ever been in the military tell you that you get these 18, 19-year-old dudes that are all gung-ho until someone takes a round in the head.
Yeah.
And there's literally trained Marines.
It's getting off the boats at Normandy.
That freak out and they piss their pants and then they curl up in a ball.
Yep.
The first time you saw a silverback gorilla pick up your best friend and break his neck, I'm guessing that you wouldn't be as excited to charge in and jump on his back. Or the first time the gorilla grabs you by the arm and just breaks your arm, I'm guessing that's the end of you. You're not running back in with your broken arm. And so, like, we have this illusion until reality hits. But even that, I think people understand, for the most part, that's not going to work. But the idea of just sitting in a room by yourself mm-hmm. or sitting in the room with one other person, I think most people assume, well, what's so hard about that?
Yeah.
Because we've never done it. Mm-hmm. You've never – think about how the longest you've ever been by yourself with no phone, no nothing, no human – I'll bet you for the average person, that's not longer than a – I bet you not even a day. Yeah. How long have you ever been where you have no phone, no books?
And most importantly, no contact.
No contact.
Yeah.
I mean, you would literally have to be out in the woods with nothing, just you. And even then, when you're out in the woods, that's not accurate either, because in the woods, you're doing stuff.
Right.
You're moving around. You've
got
tasks. You're
not confined in a little box. Yeah.
No, like that is literally solitary confinement. And after they said after a couple of weeks in solitary confinement, like, dudes start turning into mush.
Well, we talked about, this was months ago, but we talked about the scariest prisons in the world, and there were three really different ones. We had the one that had the pit. We had the one where the inmates kind of just ran it, and they, like, leave the guards on the outside. And yeah. then we had the other one, I think it was the Russian one, where the scariest thing was the fact that you're in a room that's totally white with no windows, and you don't know where you are, and they move you from place to place, and it's just a mind F, because there's nothing for your brain to latch onto.
Yeah. So I think the chicken thing would be, I bet the chicken thing would speed it up.
Oh, I'm sure.
The sound of the chickens, imagine, and then you throw in sleep deprivation on top of it because you're not sleeping. Because
right.
all you're hearing is chickens. And then the smell of the chicken poop.
And in some senses, I got to imagine.
I'll bet you in a couple days you are literally ripping the head off a chicken out of anger and frustration and lack of sleep.
And just watching this short video, how frustrated this person is just by the chickens being up in his business all the time. Yeah, your patience would wear thin really fast.
Mr. Beast does a couple videos like this. Like, he just had one where I think he's filming one right now where the person has to lose 100 pounds before they can leave whatever the enclosement that he has them in. He's done others where, like, if you stay in here for 30 days, you win X amount of money, and then every day that you stay in, you get more and more money. They're very weird to watch, very interesting. I also don't know, like, who has a job that allows them to do that.
Well, that's the thing, is it's like you'd have to find someone that has nothing going on.
Right, yeah. Because the kind of person that would be incentivized to try it for the money probably can't afford to take the time off, and the person who has enough money to take the time off, what do they need to do it for?
Yeah, I just think that, and it's one thing to say that you're forced to, like, if you're in prison, you don't have a choice, like, you're locked in, but
right.
knowing that you can tap out,
yeah.
Navy SEAL style, you can ring the bell, I just don't think most people, because they're not trained, I think most people are tapping out after a week.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even some a few days. I just think mental. I've just read too many survival stories where mm-hmm. people literally lose their
yep.
ass.
I heard a story not too long ago about the professional poker player, Canadian Daniel Negreanu. Remember him? He
yeah.
looks a little bit Edward Norton-ish. He was kind of famous in the big poker boom back
kid
then.
Poker.
But yeah, Kid Poker, they called him. But he and his buddies, who are professional gamblers, they do weird, like, bets with incentives and bribes for each other, like, all the time. And one of the ones he set up, I'm going to have to search it to find out the time frame, but basically, like, he bet a buddy, like, $1 million or $1.5 million that he couldn't stay in a room in total darkness for 3 straight days.
Yeah.
Like, we'll still give you a toilet, we'll still give you food, you can sleep, you can wake up, but you're not going to be entertained and there will be no light. And the guy's like, oh, I can do that. And the dude was losing it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start to lose your senses of space, time, day, night, all of that, like, it gets sideways real quick.
I've done the deprivation tank once, and well, I've done it twice, but one time it didn't work because it was a small tank, so I kept floating to the
and
I kept bumping
tank
into it, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to be able to be in a big one. So I've done one in one tank, and that was like 2 hours.
And the purpose is what you're essentially mostly submerged, and you lose all your senses, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, you're in it's a big pod, and then they put a bunch of salt in the water, so you float. So you don't have to, like, and it's not deep water.
Right,
you know,
right. It's a little pod.
So you're in, like, in 2 feet of water or whatever. Because when you get in it, you can touch the bottom. But they, I think it's salt. It's a high concentration of like salt and minerals, so you float. And then it's big enough to where you can't touch the edges or whatever, and then they shut the door and there's no lights and there's no sound and there's no, the water is perfectly still, and then you're supposed to lay there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a trip.
Yeah.
I think
Steph Curry does that pretty regularly.
I can't say that I enjoyed it. Like, I know some people say that, like, you get like, you hallucinate, or you know, taking mushrooms or whatever.
Because it kind of cuts off all your senses, it's just you and your brain, basically?
Yeah, it's just you and your brain. Yeah. And I can't say that I particularly enjoyed it. Yeah. And I was in there for, I want to say it was like 90 minutes, maybe an hour.
Listen, I'm someone who's heard of and understand and probably subscribe to, like, the power of meditation. I can't do that. My brain doesn't turn off that way, no. And I don't necessarily like... I mean, I like solitude, but I don't like sitting there by myself in total silence, not doing, as the kids would say, just raw dogging life.
Like, I didn't go back. That was a one and done.
Yeah,
that was a one and done for me. I'm like, I'll go do some therapy.
Yeah, there you go.
As opposed to floating in that tank, I just know I would not want to do that. If someone said, like, you know, you got to make it 3 months in a room full of chickens or isolation, there's a big prize at the end. I don't even think I would attempt
it. In watching the 90 seconds, I don't think this guy's making it a week.
I'd be like,
it's bad.
I think I would just go down the road of, you know what, money's cool and all that, but I got a decent enough life, and I'm not going to... I just think some of those extreme challenges, I'm not certain that the juice is worth the squeeze
That's
on
right.
that. Like, my mental...
Yeah.
Like, how long did Aaron Rodgers do that darkness retreat?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think he's intentionally been ambiguous about details. I don't know how long he was actually...
I also wonder, like, what that all was, because was it a big room? Were you able to want... I don't know. Yeah. I'd just be intrigued by all the details of that. I just know human beings are not meant to be stuck in a cage or a room with no sensory stuff. Like, no light, all that stuff can really F with you.
Yeah.
And you may not be okay when you come out the other side. You may get a chunk of money after 30 days or whatever, but, yeah, dude, if your brain's a little squishy squash after that when you get out, you know, cool, you got $1 million, you might not be all right.
Well, from living with 100 chickens to saving one raccoon, Operation Best Friend successful. Can Sook replicate it? Probably not, but it's a wonderful story. We'll tell you next. In the club, on the fan, here's Ortner.
Isaac and Sook.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sook is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
I have happy news. A lifelong Sook dream achieved by someone else. Operation Best Friend successful. I will point you to the X or Twitter handle at MLS. Like Major League Soccer, IST. It's an individual, so it's actually MLSist, because the guy who made this post is a soccer writer for The Athletics. He's a sports writer.
Okay.
But he put up a post.
Pablo?
Pablo Iglesias Maurer. Or Maurer.
He's got good hair.
But he says, I thought I might share a life story from a few months back to brighten your day. Back in March, I spotted a raccoon on the side of the interstate that had very clearly been run over. I pulled over thinking that I'd have to put it out of its misery, but we ended up becoming good friends. Goes on to say, it was around rush hour and had a snowstorm that was setting in. He couldn't move his back legs at all, but after one look at him, I knew he might have a chance to survive. Animal control wouldn't do anything, but I managed to find someone 60 miles away or so who might take him in. So against my better judgment, I threw a beach towel over him, wrangled him into the back of my SUV. I understand, obviously, that these little guys can carry rabies. It did not keep me from helping him, and I would do it again. I got there, and it turned out she couldn't take him in. She was authorized to treat rabies vectored species. She gave me the phone number of someone who would, 80 miles away in Culpeper, Virginia. At this point, it was 7 p.m. and the snowstorm had set in.
The photos of this little is it a girl or a guy?
I'm not sure.
The little raccoon, like, in the back of his SUV.
It's so adorable.
The cutest effing thing of all time.
It's why your quest exists.
Yes.
But it said that even though it was 7 p.m. and the storm was now setting in, the little friend was still calm, and there he was in the back of the SUV. Says it took a couple hours and some pretty terrible conditions, but eventually we arrived. At this point, the little raccoon had fallen asleep. I woke him up, and hoping that we had reached his new home, a sprawling, beautiful farm. Karen Lamb, was the real hero of the night. She runs Nirvana Ridge, a wildlife sanctuary. She managed to get our friend into a cage, and she promised to look after him and do the right thing if needed. Being if his injuries were so bad he needed to be put down, she would handle that. Says, I was so deeply relieved at Karen's initial observation. The raccoon didn't seem to be in much pain and was super alert and calm, which were all encouraging signs. By the next morning, our friend was feeling a lot better, still hobbling around, but eating and drinking normally, and was warm and comfortable. He's just lazing around in his little dog carrier. Over the next month or so, Karen kept our little guy in an enclosure barn with several other raccoons. Miraculously, he made a near full recovery. I had assumed that his back was broken, but I was wrong. I returned a couple of times to see him, and I am so grateful for Karen, truly. The happy end, Karen finally cut him loose recently. He has the run of her property in the woods now. I only ever named him the day before he was released. A friend suggested Clover because we were both so lucky to have found each other. And now I have a Clover tattoo of Clover the raccoon on my leg.
Dude, if I was God, these are the sort of people that would get into heaven.
Yeah, this rules.
Someone that found a raccoon on the side of the road and drove him 100+ miles
yeah.
to try to get him treatment. See, that in a world full of crap and awful people, that warms my heart.
It's wonderful.
Except there's no way I could let that raccoon go at that point.
Yeah, no.
But
you're my best friend now.
Yes. Well, I'm scared. So someone sent me a DM, and I haven't replied to it yet because I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how. Like,
are you being offered a pet raccoon?
No. Not a pet raccoon, but... someone said, hey, I'm a longtime listener, and he said they moved to Long Beach, Washington, and they started volunteering at there's a wild care place. It's a nonprofit run by this retired lady. She has no agenda, they said, other than caring for injured and abandoned wildlife. And she's got a Facebook page on there, and she said she's one of the few people in the wildlife rehab game that will take baby raccoons.
Okay.
A lot of people think that he calls them nuisance animals, so they just put them down.
Sure.
And they have, you know, they carry diseases and all that. But she will take any and all injured and orphaned animals. And right now, it's baby season. And it does say that she had 7 or 8 baby raccoons. And she has a ton of baby squirrels, a few baby possums, a couple baby bunnies, some birds, and a pelican she's rehabbing. She said it's just her. And so they basically were like, you know, she reached out to her. So I think they're just saying, you know, obviously I might be able to help spread the word, maybe raise some funds, for him, which I'll probably do either way. But she said it'd be fine as long as you signed a liability waiver, went through a short training session. She'd be fine with you bringing the family members as well. It's a pretty cool experience. So I
think you got to do it.
I may do it. But at the same time, it's going to be heartbreaking because I'm going to want to steal one of the little suckers.
Yeah, you're not going to want to leave them. It's like taking the kid to pet the puppy. Like, are you prepared to bring a dog home? If not, you probably shouldn't show your kid the puppy.
I'm a little terrified because, like, I've been trying Operation Best Friend for, like, 7 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified that I'm going to go up there and that all I'm going to want to do is just steal one. And be like, so what is the what's the deal with buying one of these? She'd be like, it's a wild animal. You can't take it home. And I'm like, can't I? And next thing you know, I'm like shoving an old lady down with a raccoon under my arm, like O.J. Simpson, like through a Hertz commercial, like hurdling things. And now I've got a possibly diseased baby raccoon underneath my arm, like taking it home.
Yeah, it's like a Mission Impossible theme. I love it. A
little bit. It's one of those like, do I just go and play with baby raccoons knowing I can't have one? Or is it better to just have never experienced baby raccoons?
What is the phrase? Is it better to, it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all?
Yes.
You know, maybe you need the experience just to know how kindred you are with the raccoon
species. I say do it. Just go over there and see what you could have.
I don't know if it's going to be good going for my mental. I want one so very bad. Then what if they offer me? What if they offer me one?
Well, then keep it. I
think it's illegal, but I still want one.
There was a person and I went to high school.
Isn't
with
the issue that Ka wouldn't put up with it? Even so,
well, that's the other fear. I would have to if Ka caused problems. Is it wrong that I would get rid of? I'd have to.
Sorry, dog.
I'm like, sorry, buddy.
I've been waiting years for this. I didn't even know you when this quest started.
Well, like, Ka's like my best. Like, he's way closer to me than anyone else in the family. And I would have to be like, yeah, sorry, family, but
you're gonna have to.
I think I'd give up a kid for a raccoon. for a raccoon. A baby raccoon that I could raise on my own. The Hamburglar living in my house?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
How do you
it's
think,
all I've ever wanted.
Do you think the BTJ would like living with a raccoon?
I don't know. I think she's open to the idea because she's part of Operation Best Friend, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been involved in it now for, you know, four and a half years. I'm not certain if she's willing to go to the lengths that I am for the Hamburglar.
Well, and at least now you have an ally in Iserman's girlfriend.
That's true.
You know?
That is 100% true.
Would this cheapen Operation Best Friend if this is how you got Operation Best Friend? Is this like the par, the hole-in-one on the par three course?
I'll tell you right now, after 7 years of Operation Best Friend, it's probably more like eight and a half at this point since I moved into my house. Yeah, it's been like 8.5 years since I found out there was raccoons in my trees. At this point, I don't care. However a raccoon were to come to be my best friend.
Much like the hole-in-one, you take it however you can get it.
You take it however you can get it. Yes, I would not, at this point, any raccoon that comes into my possession would be just fine. There would be no, you can't second guess a raccoon at this point. Because I'm sorry, I've got a little Inigo Montoya thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to lose hope that Operation Best Friend is never going to happen. And I think that's what's keeping me from reaching out. This, I just got this the other day. I'm afraid that it's going to break my heart.
Aww.
I'm afraid after all these years, I'm going to come that close to Operation Best Friend, and then it's just going to get ripped away from me when I have to go home. And then nothing will ever be this. I'm going to go home to Ka, and it's like every day I see that guy, and he makes me happy.
And he's your number one, but you're going to see another number one and be like, oh, you're what I have now?
Yeah.
That's like how rough for him.
How sad is it going to be when I wake up and I see my big fella, and he's all excited to see me, and I look
you're
at him.
He's still cool, but
and
you're
I'm
not
like,
a raccoon.
Eh, you know, baby raccoon. Yeah, that's my fear, is that Ka can't possibly live up to the Hamburglar.
Well, one person successfully befriended a raccoon, although not a lifelong friend, at least, doesn't seem like.
But
just
like
fleeting,
these,
you know?
I see these photos of people, like these hillbillies, and they're like on their porch, and they're like dancing with raccoons, and why? Why can't I? I lay out food for them.
You want to go live in the Appalachian mountain range?
Like, I don't get what they're doing that I'm not.
Become a moonshiner?
I sit out there at my fire pit, and I lay out little treats for them, and they come right down like to the fence line, and they're looking at me, and I'm like, let's do this, and then like they just run away.
You got to get them when they're a baby. Like,
That's right. There
was a kid that went to school with me whose dad, like, raised a deer, found the baby deer sick, and then raised it, and then he had a pet deer. So that's, like, what you need to do. You need to find a sick raccoon.
I had a buddy in college. He was from the Salt Lake area, but his family had a place out in Heber, Utah, total, like, you know, country. And they had two different situations, one in which there was a bobcat that was killing their chickens, and somebody killed the bobcat and then realized there was a litter of baby bobcats. And so they raised four baby bobcats in their home.
I'm not
and
certain
then,
that's a good idea.
No, I don't think
I
it
mean,
was
I
a good idea.
I know the raccoon's a bad idea, but that idea is a great idea compared to raising a freaking bobcat.
And then same thing with they had a deer that would hang out in their house, became really good friends with their dog.
Yeah.
So
I don't even need like the raccoon to like live at my house. I just want
just
the
be around.
I just want the raccoon. It's like I just want it to hang out.
It's like another regular at the same bar that you go to.
Yes.
You don't need to be friends and be on the phone and texting all day.
Yes.
But like it'd be nice to kind of have the mutual nod when you see each other. Yeah.
Jeffrey's my drinking bar buddy. I don't need him to move in with me.
Yeah.
I just like to see him every week and be like, hey, what's up? We buy each other a drink.
Maybe someday you will find your Jeffrey the raccoon. We will wrap it up as we head into the weekend next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We're just about done here. The Celtics are D-E-D dead, and Sook's about off to the opera.
Yes. Well, the fat lady is about to sing for the Boston Celtics, and I guess it would be the fat man is about to sing. Falstaff. He's a jolly fat man.
Oh, is that what? Okay. I got a little bit of the down low about this show from BTJ and Oren when they came by earlier. It sounds like it's a kind of a spoofy comedic opera, which sounds really fun.
It's an old fat aging like knight who has a plan to try to seduce a couple rich women, and it does not go his way. So, yeah,
I like this.
He's kind of a fat loser that's trying to pull a fast one on some rich broads, and they say, nay.
Yeah,
it's like, I like seeing like Broadway shows, opera. It's a different experience. It's like step out of your comfort zone. Do one of those.
Yeah, and I'm a total novice when it comes to taking in those experiences, but it doesn't mean you can't like them just because you're not familiar with, you know, the different operas, the plays, the whatever. It's more approachable than people make it seem. It's really easy to go and have a good time. Just enjoy the art.
Don Quixote. Is that what this opera is based on?
No, I don't think so. It's based on Shakespeare. It's based on a couple Shakespeare plays. I think it's a spoof and a take on two separate Shakespeare plays that they did it with. And it is in Italian, as most operas are.
Based on the Holinshed Chronicles?
Holinshed Chronicles.
Sir Falstaff, the fictional character from Shakespeare's plays, is primarily based on Holinshed Chronicles, which served as Shakespeare's source of material for his history plays.
Oh, there you go.
There you have it.
So it's based on the source material for Shakespeare.
I suppose so. Well, Sook is going to enjoy the theater. Will and I will enjoy the Preakness. Thanks to Big Ortner for holding it down behind the glass this week. Thanks to Big Sook for having me in. Still no wrap at the start of next week, but we will have primetime for you from 3 to 7, starting on Monday at 3 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on 1080 The Fan. Good night, everybody.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.